Twice a week after school, an occupational therapist from Cook's Children's Hospital stops by Chance's Fort Worth home. Catherine McKenzie works with him and his younger brother, Lewis Jr., who's also battling Duchenne muscular dystrophy.
So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to reach over here up there to get a block to make a picture.
Chance does his best to reach for the purple and green blocks on the kitchen table and position them to look like the puzzle Mackenzie's holding up. Some of his muscles have weakened, though, and his back is curved. That causes him to lean forward and favor his right side.
I ain't gonna be able to keep myself steady.
You're not gonna be able to keep yourself steady if this arm is up there?
No.
Chance has trouble reaching for the blocks and lining them up correctly. Soon, though, his wheelchair will be modified to help support his back.
It's making me mad, I swear.
It's making you mad? I know. It makes me mad when I have trouble doing stuff.
Besides having him do puzzles, Mackenzie also gives Chance a pair of scissors and has him cut thick pieces of paper. Then she hands him what looks like a stress ball with special lumps on it and tells him to squeeze it. Both of these exercises are meant to strengthen his arms and hands. The lumps on the ball massage the muscles inside his hands. Mackenzie says the exercises won't stop the disease from progressing.
But what it does do is it helps them be able to remain independent for a longer period of time and more functional for a longer period of time. So instead of having mom dress us and bathe us, we're able to do that sort of thing for ourselves for a longer period of time.
Although Chance gets frustrated, Mackenzie talks about how far he's come.
When I first came here, we could only get maybe a 45-degree angle with his shoulder. And today I got it all the way up. So that's just in 2 weeks.
She's also noticed a change in Chance's demeanor as he nears the end of his freshman year at Fort Worth's Dunbar High School. He seems more motivated and willing to do things. Chance's mom, Clarice Boyd, says having the therapist come to the house has made a difference in the way she sees the disease, too.
I'm well aware that it is what it is, but to keep it from progressing as fast is all I want. That's all I really want.
Chance's dad, Lewis Boyd, says it's tough having two sons with the same condition. The disease runs in the family. Clarice Boyd's three brothers died from it.
You know, I do have my moments, you know, of course, being a dad. And when you're sitting outside and then you have other kids that run around playing, being rough, and it kind of touches you. It hurts.
So he tries as much as possible to keep some sense of normalcy. Like firing up the grill after school as the kids sit outside and watch. Stella Chavez, KERA News.